For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Three, two, one.
Hello and welcome. Happy Sunday morning. It is conference championship week in the NFL. I'll be looking at both of the conference championship games, our last step before the Super Bowl. But before we dive into that, let's take a look at some news that happened this week. In the wake of the regular season every year, it's always a little bit about coaching and coaching searches. We had a lot of openings filled this week. First, and probably the biggest, was Jim Harbaugh leaving the Michigan Wolverines, going to become the coach for the Los Angeles Chargers. Gets Justin Herbert. Be interesting to see how things shake out there. Kellen Moore, we know, is already gone. Has signed to be the offensive coordinator with the Philadelphia Eagles. Vic Fangio left the Miami Dolphins and will be the defensive coordinator with the Eagles. So the Eagles working quickly to replace both of their coordinators. A couple of other coaching slots that got filled. Brian Callahan went to the Tennessee Titans. Dave Canales went to the Carolina Panthers, coming over from being offensive coordinator for the Bucs. Callahan was offensive coordinator for the Cincinnati Bengals. And probably the more surprising one, based on where we were this time last week, is Raheem Morris, the defensive coordinator for the Rams, signs as the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. You might be thinking to yourself, well, it seemed like they were hot on the trails of Bill Belichick. Apparently a deal could not get done. They couldn't agree. Not quite close enough. So he does not end up going there. And that makes an interesting situation. Belichick and Mike Vrabel, who used to coach the Tennessee Titans, are a couple of guys that most people thought were going to quickly land head coaching jobs again for the 2024 season. And yet there are only two openings left. Seattle, which has been interviewing Dan Quinn a couple of times and is supposedly interested in the Ravens defensive coordinator. We'll have to wait on that. And the Washington Commanders, who have been very locked in on Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson for a while. Those are the only two openings left. It's certainly starting to look like neither Belichick or Vrabel will be a head coach of a team in 2024. What the future is for both those guys remains a little bit of an unknown. Interesting situation to watch. We will see how these last two coach openings shake out. It's also going to be interesting to see if Quinn finally does leave Dallas or if he runs it back one more time with Mike McCarthy. That's been a successful regular season pairing anyway. So that's a little bit of the news notes. Now let's take a look at our two big games this week.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And first up is the AFC Championship game, 11-6 Kansas City Chiefs at the 13-4 Baltimore Ravens. Ravens were the number one seed in the AFC. Chiefs, the number three seed. Chiefs beat the Bills last week to advance to the AFC Championship game. The Ravens stood tall at home against the Houston Texans. These two teams did not play in the regular season this year, but they played each other a bunch of times before. This should be a pretty classic matchup. Mark Andrews will be back for the Ravens, coming off of IR, has recovered from his injuries. That gives their offense a little bit of a boost. Lamar Jackson still tracking. I think he will end up being the NFL's regular season MVP. Meanwhile, the Chiefs offense has looked better in the playoffs than they looked at points during the regular season. Travis Kelce had a heck of a game in the divisional round in Buffalo. This is, you know, two good quarterbacks, a couple of passing attacks that are predicated on tight ends. Isaiah Pacheco, though he was banged up, figures to play. The Ravens have an interesting mix with Gus Edwards and Justice Hill and Dalvin Cook. Both these teams have pretty good defenses. In fact, three of the five best defenses for scoring in the NFL this year are in the conference championships, and that includes both the Chiefs and the Ravens. These two teams have played some similar styles. I think it comes down to just a couple of things. You know, the Chiefs, this is their sixth straight AFC championship game. They have plenty of recent experience. The Ravens are at home. That helps give them a lift. This has felt kind of a little bit like Lamar Jackson season all the way going back to when the season kicked off in September. I think it stays that way. I am picking the Ravens to advance and get to the Super Bowl in this one. We'll see how it shakes out. On the NFC side, we also have a 1-3. The 49ers finished the season 12-5, number one seed in the NFC. The Detroit Lions finished 12-5, number three overall seed in the NFC. Both of them advancing. The 49ers were able to slip past the number seven seeded Green Bay Packers at home last week in a sloppy, wet game where Deebo Samuel got knocked out with an injury. Detroit, meanwhile, was able to get past Baker Mayfield and the fourth-seeded Buccaneers to make it all the way here. Jared Goff and Brock Purdy have been in NFC Championship games before. The 49ers team has plenty of experience in NFC Championship games. For Detroit, Dan Campbell has been there as an assistant head coach. Jared Goff obviously has been there as a player, but that's kind of the extent of their experience as a team. They're a little bit of a younger team, a raw team. The 49ers, meanwhile, they've made it quite a few times with Kyle Shanahan. They've never been able to win the Super Bowl. Can they get back to a Super Bowl? They are at home. It could be a little bit of a sloppy weather game again. I'm not sure that favors either of these quarterbacks. Goff faced the 49ers a lot when he was with the Rams, did not have a lot of recent success, so that comes into playing a factor, but he's on a new team, new scheme, new players. Deebo Samuel is off the injury report and will play. Hard to believe that shoulder is 100%, but hard to believe most guys are 100% at this point in the NFL season. I really like this matchup. The 49ers are incredibly talented with Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk, Deebo Samuel, and George Kittle as weapons for Brock Purdy. They also have a very talented crew on defense. But the Lions have been plucky and upstarts all season, beginning with that opening game of the season when they were able to beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. I like what Jared Goff brings as a veteran presence. I love Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery in the backfield, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and a healthy Sam Laporta. We've also seen Jameson Williams getting more involved. I think it's going to come down to defenses and which defenses can make the most plays. My head tells me it should be the 49ers, but my heart is with the Detroit Lions. I love the story. And so in the end, I'm going to go with my heart, and I'm going to pick the Detroit Lions in this one. Either way, it's setting the stage for what should be a fun Super Bowl. So my picks today, the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC, the Detroit Lions in the NFC. I think that could be one heck of a Super Bowl. We will have to wait till February 11th for the Super Bowl. But either way, very excited about the games coming up this weekend. Before I get out of here, if you are a film fan, Eric and I will be back tonight talking about the sultry new film, Miller's Girl, which is out in theaters this week. And we will also be giving our reaction to the Academy Award nominations. That kicks off at 7 Eastern. If you want to wait around a little bit till 10 Eastern, Ricky and Dom will also be giving their thoughts on Oscar reactions on the Popcorn People podcast. So be sure to go check out all of the movie podcasts a little bit later tonight. Great way to wrap up your Sunday. Otherwise, you know, I want to give a shout out. I went and saw Godzilla Minus One Minus Color. And it was really fun to see a kind of classic feeling Godzilla film in black and white up on the big screen. That film was recently nominated for special effects for the Academy Awards. Really enjoyed it. Very kind of interesting and emotional story. If you are a fan of those kind of monster movies, that would be one to make your way out to check out. But that'll do it for me today. I hope you guys enjoy the conference championship games. We'll be back next week giving you a little bit of fantasy football advice, and then in 2 weeks previewing the Super Bowl. So the season coming down to the home stretch. Hope you guys have a great day.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.